Are you a female entrepreneur or aspiring entrepreneur? Are you a professional woman with a passion and want to start your own business? Or are facing roadblocks that are preventing you from thriving in the one you have? Successful female entrepreneurs have their share of woes to reach their share of wins. Hear their stories and learn how they do it, and you can too. Get ready to win with the Women Who Win Empower podcast. Here is your host, inspirational business speaker and women's empowerment coach, Pat B. Freeman.
Hello, everyone. I'm Pat B. Freeman. Welcome to Women Who Win Empower podcast with an entrepreneurial focus. This is where we talk real talk about the woes and the wins of successful women entrepreneurs who win despite obstacles and empower others to win. Today, our special guest is a coach and author. She's the owner of Truly Healthy You. Her entrepreneurial focus is as a holistic wellness coach and EFT practitioner. I'm excited to welcome my friend, Lena Landis, to the show. Hi, Lena.
Hi, Pat.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I am great. It's great to have you on the show. We're going to jump right in there, and we're going to get started by telling our listeners, who is Lena Landis? And then give us an overview of your entrepreneurial focus.
I started out really looking at nutrition, seeing so many people around who obviously had some issues around their food, that they clearly weren't eating the kind of food that Mother Earth provided. And so I got my degree in holistic nutrition. And while I was studying, I learned about EFT. EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Techniques. And since my focus in the nutritional arena was to work with women with emotional eating issues, because I think that's a huge part of it, I saw how EFT could help me work with them and clear those emotional issues that drove unhealthy eating behaviors. So that's kind of how I got started. Not sure how far you want me to go.
How long have you been doing this as a holistic wellness coach or EFT practitioner? Give us a sense of how long you've been doing this.
Okay. I started practicing EFT back in 2003. So that's like 15 years. And became a wellness coach, actually, not until 2012. I'd always had that interest, but I got my degree, my certification, I guess it was, 2012. So I've been doing that for 6 years. And with EFT, you know, originally I was working with folks around lots of different issues, just physical pain as well as emotional pain, and really came to be a believer in this particular modality and how it can so easily and effectively help people stop the suffering, stop the pain. I'm committed to that no matter what else I'm doing. And it's not an issue of just because you have a hammer, everything looks like a nail. It's because it really is effective for just about everything I've ever used it for.
Let me state here what you've stated. I want to read what you've said here briefly in your bio. It says, I work with women to help them overcome physical, emotional, and or mind-based obstacles that have kept them from claiming their power, their voice, and living their fullest life. Tell me, when we speak of claiming their power, and the pain or the physical, emotional experience that when they have to overcome mind-based obstacles. Share a bit more on that, if you will.
Okay. From an early age, and, you know, they say before the age of six, the experiences that we have as children most often create or impact who we become as adults. So if we've experienced any kind of abuse, be it physical, emotional, sexual, we carry that with us into our adult life. And so it affects our perception of the world. It affects our perception of who we are. We take in these messages that if I'd been a good person, this wouldn't have happened to me. If I were lovable, nobody would have treated me this way. And unless we have some sort of acknowledgement of who we really are, you know, that even though we might do something wrong, it doesn't affect who we are. It's our behavior. But most of us, I think, grew up with parents who taught us that we were bad if we did something bad. And then, you know, there are the issues of child sexual abuse. There's a study called ACEs. It refers to adverse childhood experiences. And the studies have revealed that children who have experienced adverse experiences, such as abuse, even witnessing, like, a parent hitting another parent or any kind of violence like that, drives behavior such as addiction, perpetuating the same kind of behavior that we saw. And so these are all mental constructs, really. We think that this is how we're supposed to respond to certain situations in the world. And until something comes in to influence us, to show us, to teach us differently, to open our hearts. I mean, that kind of constriction that happens when we experience violence shuts us down. So we're not living the lives that we're here to live.
You know, this is very interesting because when most of the time when we think of coaches, we think of life coach, we think of business coach, we think of, you know, just a number of coaches. But I don't know if I've always thought to the extent of what our conversation is now in the work that you do as a coach, because it truly does tap into the emotions and the mind in a very impactful way that can change the direction of your life if you're not aware of how to release it. I guess I should might be the best way to say it. You understand what I mean by that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, if we grow up thinking that there's something wrong with us, how do we live into the wonder and the experience of the beauty that this life can be? You know, we all have our struggles. We all have experiences that are painful, that teach us something not necessarily positive, but we also have the strength. We have the capacity. We have friendships. We have love. You know, we still experience a certain element of those things, but how much of it is diminished by the experience, the negative messages that we've taken in? And they're all thoughts, you know, when you think about it, they're all just simply thoughts. And so, go ahead.
I love that. And so, I want to hear that. And so.
Okay. So, one of the things that I teach is mindfulness meditation. And it's all about being present to what's so in the moment. So if I have a thought, if I have a negative thought about myself, if I just stop and take a breath, or I have a negative thought about where I am in my life right now, what's working, what's not working, and I stop and I take a breath and I just go inside for a second, I see that in this moment, everything is absolutely fine. It's, there's a there's a quote that I read recently in my mind, one of my mindfulness classes, and it was, don't let your mind steal your happiness. No, it's just that simple. Once we see it.
Once we see it, what I'm hearing with my ears and what I'm seeing through your explanation of mindfulness and the EFT and the wellness, the holistic wellness, it's the same thing that you said again, and I'm going to restate this again in your bio. It is about reclaiming, because sometimes, even though it's not really lost, if we're not recognizing that we have not claimed our power, claiming it is to know and to use that power, and then that voice, and living the fullest life by claiming. So everything that you do in your coaching and your empowerment is to help individuals find that power and that voice and get it back and make use of it in the way that it was intended to be.
That's right. And the way that we do that is we look at what those experiences were that made us lose sight of that power. And that power, I mean, I like to say that power is a power that comes from the heart. You know, I mean, we have to use our minds in business, but as science has also proven, there are cells in our hearts that are in our minds that are the same cells that are in our hearts. And I think for women in particular, it's important that our businesses be heart-based businesses. And that's how we change. When we're willing to get out of our heads and into our hearts and truly express from that feminine perspective, we've seen enough. I'm going to kind of launch a little bit. I hope that's okay.
That's okay.
We've seen enough of the world that we live in under, I'm going to take a chance here, the patriarchal perspective. And our job, I think, as women, now in particular, is to reclaim the feminine way of doing things, of honoring each other, of recognizing that we all have this power and supporting each other in expressing that.
This leads me to a question, and then I want to take a spin someplace else with you. So here's my question. And this show is about women who win and empowering others to win. So if you would, please tell us, what does empowerment, after all that I'm hearing, I can't wait to hear your response. What does empowerment mean to you? How do you see empowerment?
A long time ago, I read a book by a woman by the name of Starhawk, who was a leader in the sort of the feminine reclaiming movement back in the 70s and 80s. And she said there are three kinds of power. There's power over, power within, and power with. So that power over is, I think, what we see so much of in the world today. Power within is for each of us to recognize our own power. And part of that process of recognizing it is understanding and, as you said before, releasing that which has kept us from claiming it. Then when we stand in our power, our feminine approach to life, which is about love and about connection, power with allows us to support each other to grow and to be the best that we can be. to, you know, we've all been given gifts, and our job here and the challenge is to be willing to express them, to share them. And anything that keeps us from doing that, it's like, you know, if somebody gives you a gift, do you ever say no? So we've been given these gifts, and they're here to share. I hope that answers your question.
I think it did. I think it answered my question in so many ways. Now, let's shift over here. We're going to make a shift, and we won't stay there very long because there's so much to Lena Landis and what you do. So let's take this shift. You mentioned earlier that you've had a shift in thought in your niche, and as it relates to wholeness, the wholeness and wellness that you do for women, and women who, and this is in relationship, in relation to women who have experienced betrayal during a marriage even.
Right.
Tell me a little bit about that and where you're going with that, if you will.
Okay. So one of my experiences in my life has been the experience of my husband having an affair. And out of a conversation recently with a friend who was a friend at that time, and she also a couple years later had the experience of her husband throwing her out of her own home. So as we were talking, I said that I had this feeling coming up that I really wanted to work with women who've had that kind of experience. And then the word betrayal came up. And when that word came out of my mouth, I got chills from the bottom of my feet all the way to the top of my head, and my heart just exploded. And I thought, that's it. This is because it's my story, because it's my experience and the experience of so many of us, that how that affects us physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, first of all, needs to be acknowledged. You know, I think people who've never experienced that kind of betrayal can't understand what that feels like. I've been there. I know what that feels like. And I have this tool called EFT to help women heal from that wounding, which, as I've explored the topic, have discovered that doctors, psychologists, researchers now acknowledge that that kind of trauma is similar to the PTSD kind of experience that soldiers have in war zones. We can't just say, oh, I'm sorry, because there's a deep-seated wounding that's happened. And until and unless a woman or anyone clears that from their system, that's having an effect. As I said, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. So I am on fire because I think this is so, so needed for women to be able, again, to reclaim their power, to step out of that feeling of rejection that they might have had, to feel like there's something wrong with them. There's all the kinds of thoughts that come up when we feel rejected, when we feel betrayed. We lose trust. And what do we have without trust?
Lena, I wanted to touch on that, and you have given a very good picture of how your experience through betrayal can certainly help someone else, and you're being an EFT practitioner for more than, I think you said, 16 years, and how to tie those together to help someone again live their fullest life. Because as entrepreneurs, you know, we're focused on the business itself, but we are the business. So we have to also make ourselves whole. And I just love the idea of what you do to create that so that we truly can get there and be free in so many ways to be that fullest person.
That's it. We have to bring our whole game to our work, and we can't bring our whole game if we don't feel whole.
I know what it's like to hide behind what you think. You know, there's this facade that sometimes we put out, and we think that no one can see through it.
Yeah.
But right. The fact that you live within this facade that you show in public, and the reality is you still are living with a certain emptiness.
That's it.
And there's nothing like knowing how to fill your own cup, you know?
Absolutely. Because, you know, I think what a lot of us do, you know, it's one of the reasons I was focusing on emotional eating for women and how this ties in. You know, when we feel rejected, we feel wounded. What do we so often do? We fall into, you know, we don't want to feel those feelings. So we distract ourselves by self-medicating with food, with alcohol, with shopping, with binging on TV. You know,
all those things. I love the food. I love the shopping. I don't know about the binging on TV, but the food and the shopping. Okay, I'm sorry. I deviated there for a moment when you said food and shopping. I'm sorry. Let's do this, Lena. I want to hear a bit before we have to go off the show. I want to hear a bit because there's just so much to Lena Landis. I'd like to hear, I think this also leads into the book. The title of your book is Heartbreaking Open.
That's right.
Kind of tie this together for us.
Well, I guess I'll start from the beginning. After my husband told me about his affair, and it was ongoing, it didn't end with the confession. But when he told me about it, I was in shock, of course. And so, you know, we kind of moved on, and I mean, we spent a couple hours talking about the possibilities that we had before us now. We shared a practice called loving kindness and so approached where we were in our relationship with that as our foundation. And eventually agreed to divorce because he wouldn't stop seeing the other woman and I wasn't going to stay in that relationship. So, but one day I was just walking in the woods and the title, those three words, heartbreaking open, came to me. And what I realized was, you know how afraid we are of heartbreak. Nobody wants to invite heartbreak into their lives. But what I realized when my heart broke, it didn't just break like Humpty Dumpty. It broke open. And what I discovered was a love and compassion that I'd never, ever really known before. And I have to say, the more I've been with that opening, the more it's become the basis of my life. You know, and so ultimately, that betrayal was a gift because I don't know if I ever would have experienced this kind of opening without that happening.
But let me ask you this. What were some of your early wins as an entrepreneur in the business that you're in as a wellness coach, a holistic wellness coach, EFT practitioner, just in general? What were some of your early wins?
Well, I guess I base my wins on the transformation that clients undergo. I mean, that's why I do this work, you know, is to see people's lives be affected in positive ways. So when I first moved to North Carolina, which is when I really started practicing, one of my earliest clients, actually, I didn't even have an office yet. She came to see me in my apartment, right? That's how early it was. this particular woman had been diagnosed with something called polymyalgia rheumatica, which is related to fibromyalgia. It's in that same family. And one of the understandings within EFT is that when there's a physical illness, 80 to 95% of the time it has an emotional cause. So I mentioned that to her, and she agreed, and she said she knew what had happened, what the emotional cause was. And she proceeded to tell me that her brother had been murdered 2 years prior, or four years prior, and 2 years after that, she developed this diagnosis. So she came in to my apartment, and we knew what we were going to work on. And one round of EFT, which has also come to be called tapping, so people may have heard of it, one round of EFT takes about 10 to 15 seconds. And after that initial round of tapping on the emotion that she had around the experience of hearing about her brother's murder, I invited her, just had this intuitive sense to ask her, let me go back up a second. The way this disease expressed in her body was her nerve endings on her upper arms and her upper thighs were so raw that she couldn't touch her own body in those places. So anyway, I asked her to please touch her arms. And, you know, so she very gingerly approached her arms and then applied a little bit of pressure and then more and more. And then she was squeezing her upper arms. Mm-hmm. And I mean, tears came up in my eyes, tears came up in her eyes. And she looked at me and she said, "That's it?" And I was like, "Well, it's a start." And we worked together for several more months because she had also childhood issues that we cleared. And a couple of months after our work ended together, she emailed me that she had had her first massage in 2 years.
Is there any advice that you can give to aspiring entrepreneurs who may be interested in any area of entrepreneurship, but even maybe in a field like yours?
I think, you know, it's answer the call. Whatever your heart says you're here to do, do it. Because I, you know, in my many years of life, I did the work that I you know, I knew would support me. And now I'm doing what I'm here to do. And I think for women of a younger age now, the field is wide open. We can do anything we want to do. But we have to, I think one of the things that the world really wants right now is for us to be authentic. For us to apply our trade, whatever that is, in a way that is meaningful in a way that makes a difference in somebody's life. I'm biased in the sense that, you know, I'm doing this healing work now. It's certainly not not what I did in the beginning. I was a secretary, and then, you know, I've played in a lot of different fields. I was a headhunter in Silicon Valley, and you know, all things that I loved, but they were more economically driven, I have to say. Mm-hmm. Certainly, I need to support myself with my work. But now it's like I can't do anything that doesn't come from the heart.
Tell us, how can the listeners purchase your book?
Oh, well, it's available on Amazon. You can order it through Barnes & Noble. It's also available as an ebook on Smashwords. And if you go to your local bookstore, which is always good to support those. It's distributed through Ingram. So if your bookstore doesn't have it on the shelf, which it probably doesn't because it's not a New York Times bestseller yet.
I like that yet.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And the name of that book again is?
Heart Breaking Open. And the subtitle is Discovering the Heart Within Heartbreak.
Awesome. And how can you be reached?
Well, I can be reached at my email, which is lena@lenalandes.com. Hopefully fairly soon, my website, which is under reconstruction, will be done. I'm hoping by mid-June, and at that point, the website is Lena. It's spelled LinaLandess.com. You can keep checking, but you might get frustrated because that under construction sign has been up for way too long. But I want to make it. As appealing and easy to navigate as possible. So I've got some pros on it. And then my phone number is 336-688-8159. And if you don't catch me, just leave a message and I'll call you back.
Lena Landes, you've been wonderful. Thank you so much for being a guest today. And you know that listeners will be inspired. At least I know that listeners will be inspired and empowered by your story and what you do.
If you enjoyed today's show, please leave a review on iTunes. Want to be a guest or advertise with us? Visit patbfreeman.com or email to pat@patbfreeman.com. Also, subscribe to the show on iTunes or Stitcher and receive automatic updates. Subscribe early and get a free product or tool from guest and the host to help power your dreams. Also, be inspired by special episodes with successful male entrepreneurs who stand in the gap to inspire and empower women to win. Finally, check out Pat's latest book, Get Your Mind Right, 7 Steps to Breakthrough Confidence for Aspiring Authors, available on Amazon. Join us every Wednesday on Women Who Win Empower.